Denali climbing season has ended, and the numbers are not impressive. This year had the lowest summit percentage in more than 25 years. A number of factors played into the lack of summits. KTNA's Philip Manning has been reporting on Denali throughout the summer and has this final report on climbing season.
The last of just over 1,200 climbers have come off of Denali, and the results of this year's climbing season are not nearly as impressive as 2013's. After last year's record-setting climbing season, this year's 36% summit rate looks incredibly low. It wasn't a great year for summits. The 2014 season had the lowest summit success rate since 1987, and mountaineering ranger Joseph McBrayer says that much of the reason comes down to a tale of two weather patterns.
Last year we had amazing weather from about early mid-season to the end of the season, really warm temperatures and not a lot of moisture moving through the mountain. This year was opposite. We had a lot of precip and a lot of smaller to larger weather events. Really slowed things down.
Joseph McBrayer is part of the team of park rangers and volunteers who spend their summers patrolling the Alaska Range. Part of what they do is assist climbers who find themselves in trouble due to illness or injury. McBrayer says that cooler temperatures meant that the patrols were dealing with more frostbite than usual.
We were seeing frostbite later in the season than we normally do, which, you know, when you look at the spreadsheet on summit percentage rate and what type of injuries we see, it just runs the gambit every year. It's just different.
So okay.
It's hard to say there's ever a trend, but it was strange to see frostbite in July.
The weather may not be the only explanation for the low summit rate, however. Talkeetna resident Willie Pretty has been guiding on Denali for two decades, and he says that an increasing number of climbers don't seem to fully understand the magnitude of an expedition up the continent's tallest mountain.
We seem to be getting more and more people that believe they're prepared, and somehow they think they can go and do one mountaineering course and a couple of piddly small little climbs someplace, and somehow that makes them prepared and ready to do something as big of a challenge as Denali.
Willie Pretty says it's important for climbers who want to attempt Denali to take at least one course, as well as get experience on glaciated routes that require a serious commitment in order to be adequately prepared, but that it seems it's not happening as much as it used to.
In this really fast-paced modern world that we've all created for ourselves, everyone wants to go from step 7 to step 27 and skip everything in between. And sometimes people get away with it, and sometimes they don't.
Even with adverse conditions, most people did get away with it. Willie Pretty says that poor weather kept many teams from making a summit attempt at all. This year's lone climbing death occurred high on the mountain in an area known as the Autobahn. The accident occurred early in the season before the frequent snowfall began. At the time, the route high on the mountain was compacted and icy. Pretty says that the deeper snow's arrival meant trading one hazard for another high on the mountain this year.
You exchange a lot of difficult icy conditions for very deep snow conditions, which can be technically less challenging. Of course, at some point, and many of the later season expeditions had to deal with this, is they never even attempted the summit because at some point you get enough snow that then you have avalanche conditions to worry about.
Now that the season has ended, the atmosphere has begun to change in Talkeetna. There are no longer as many brightly colored jackets or raccoon tans in town as there were in June, and the number of languages spoken on Main Street has taken a sharp decline. Still, the town, the rangers, and the guides all know that, barring something unforeseen, more than 1,000 people will be back next year to make an attempt on Denali. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.